Next patient is John Moore. It's a consultation. Reason for consultation, palpitation. History patient is a 62-year-old with the history of atrial fibrillation, status post-operation 2012 period. Patient is recently seen at a community hospital with a supraventricular tachycardia at a rate of 45 beats per minute period. It is spontaneously terminated period. Patient is complaining of occasional chest pain during syncope or pre-syncope period. Current medication metoprolol 50 mg daily. Xarelto 20 mg daily. Euthyrox 175 microgram daily. Albuterol Viagra testosterone period. Social history. No history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review system in general, dehydration, weight gain, or weight loss, nervous hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimating history, arthritis, neurological history, seizure disorder, on examination, blood pressure, 149/80, pulse is 58, respiration, 16, weight is 230 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs. Clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normality, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Next paragraph. Patient underwent exercise terminal test. Test was negative for ischemia, angina, and arrhythmia period. Clinical mission number one. Atrial fibrillation. Number two, supraventricular tachycardia. Recommendation. Patient has episodes of supraventricular tachycardia, which is spontaneously terminated period. It is not very clear whether supraventricular tachycardia is either atrial flutter with a 2-to-1 block or any other supraventricular tachycardia period. At this time, I'll place a 7-day heart monitor to evaluate any recurrence of cardiac dysrhythmia period. I will also get an echocardiogram to assess left ventricular function. Depending on the findings of the above studies, we will decide for the management. Please send your copy to Dr. Kelton.